Item 556, appoint Bonnie Yee Yosik, Katie Holland, and Tamara Layden, and reappoint Tanya Booker and Ian Jaquist to the Portland Parks Board for terms to expire June 30, 2021.
Before we move forward with Commissioner Fritz on this, we have some kids in the chamber. Where are you all from? Jason Lee. Excellent. And what grade? All right. Excellent. Welcome to Portland City Hall. Are you enjoying your tour?
Yeah.
Awesome. Great. We're glad to have you here. Thank you. Thanks. Appreciate it. Commissioner Fritz, I'm sorry.
Thank you. I am very happy to introduce this item. I don't know if we have staff or any of our honored guests here. Apparently not. This is to appoint three new members to the Portland Parks Board and to reappoint two. Thank you very much to Judy Bluehoff-Skelton, Kathy Vong-Stevens, and Krista Stout for their service, and they are now term limited out. And thank you, Bonnie G. Yosik, Katie Holland, and Tamara Layden for taking on this new and exciting responsibility. I'll just give you a brief bio of each of them. Bonnie G. Yosik is an accomplished economic and policy analyst with over 23 years of experience conducting economic, demographic, fiscal, and land use analyses for public and private sector clients, including state and local governments, corporations, individual property owners, development organizations, and other professional service firms. She started Bonnie G. Yosik LLC, a woman and minority-owned business specializing in economic and policy analysis, in 2001. She is committed to a range of community service activities. She's currently serving on the board of Portland's Farmers Market as Professor President Emeritus of the Oregon Wellesley Club, former lead volunteer for Beverly Cleary School's Active Transportation Program, and volunteering to foster guide dogs training for OccuPaws Guide Dog Association. Katie Holland is a native of Southeast Portland, enrolled member of the Confederated Tribes of the Siletz Indians. Katie has worked with the Siletz tribe in Portland for over 20 years as their Portland office. Katie has been serving Native adults, families, and youth to access services in the areas of education, job training, employment, and cultural programming. Katie's first love has been working with youth. She has worked with Portland Public Schools, tutoring children in reading. As a softball and soccer coach, opened the Siletz Tribe's first Portland Head Start program, and in the last 15 years has worked with numerous Native youth programs who serve Native American youth, providing mentorship, guidance, and enrichment programs and activities. She is a graduate of Portland State University and served on Portland State University's Native American Student and Community Center Board. And Tamara Layden is a scientist born and raised in the Pacific Northwest. She is an avid backpacker, hiker, and climber, and investigates every new area. She graduated from Oregon State University with BS in zoology to pursue her passion for the outdoors and the wildlife. Since then, she's been building her understanding of the challenges Portland faces, especially as they relate to the connection between the environmental movement and racial equity. As such, she has become more engaged in her community and leadership opportunities that aim to develop her skills as a person of color in her field. She currently works at Reed College as a research assistant in a biology lab and is continually looking for ways to encourage diversity in science, technology, engineering, and math, and the outdoors.
Very good. These seem like excellent appointees. I'll take that as a motion, Commissioner Fritz.
Second.
We have a second from Commissioner Fish. Any further discussion? Sue, would you please call the roll?
Fish. Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
It's truly amazing that great volunteers like this, and also Tanya Booker and Ian Jaquist, who have provided great service, are willing to continue volunteering their time to serve Portland Parks and Recreation. Thank you so much. Aye.
Wheeler.
It's a great board. Thank you for your service, and thank you for those of you who continue your service. We're greatly appreciative. I vote aye. The report's accepted. Next item, 557, is the second reading.
557. Extend grant agreements by 1 year and provide additional grant funding not to exceed $350,000 in aggregate with seven organizations providing services to youth in partnership with Portland Parks and Rec.
as a second reading, this is an item that's been previously discussed. There's been a presentation and public testimony taken. Please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next item, 558, also a second reading.